Welcome to episode 289 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue Board Game Week by looking at Monopoly. Love it or hate it, Monopoly is certainly one of the first titles people think of when they think of board games. You could say that it has a... Joke is too obvious, even for me. Most people believe Monopoly started out as a Depression-era parody of the robber barons, a way to cheer up people who had no real money by giving them fake money hand over fist. Sort of like Congress. Boy, I'm just on it today. Monopoly actually got its start well before the Depression, when a woman named Elizabeth Maggie, as a way to illustrate the major negative effects monopolies had on the economy and the everyday person. It was meant to be an instructional tool, not so much just a light game. Here's where it gets fun. Maggie showed her game around the East Coast, where her self-published version did have some moderate, if underground, success. But her success caught the eye of some less than scrupulous businessmen, who tried to market the game as their own invention. They changed the spaces to the now familiar Atlantic City names, but left the rules virtually untouched when they brought the game to Parker Brothers. Parker Brothers eventually bought the game and started selling it under the Monopoly brand. The truth did come out that Maggie was the real inventor, and Parker Brothers was in a pickle. At first, they just tried to pretend that Maggie was lying, going so far as to get the guys behind their version of Monopoly to take legal action claiming that their game was first. And to this day, the company minimizes Maggie's role in the process. Their original legal tactic didn't work, though. So, eventually, Parker Brothers just paid Elizabeth Maggie a lot of money to buy the rights to her game, too. Now they own both versions of Monopoly, giving them a... well, you know. Alright, folks, we are coming up on the 300th episode of the Daily Brainwave. So next week, I'm kicking off a two-week celebration of the knowledge we've covered by bringing back the 7 Degrees of Separation game. You may remember this from the run-up to episode 200, and I figured it would be a fitting tribute. Plus, I'm about to move and have a vacation coming up, so I'm just not sure how much time I'm going to have to invest in researching a whole bunch of new stuff. So get set as we start 7 Degrees Week on Monday by seeing just what Noah Webster has to do with Timbuktu, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 289 of the Daily Brainwave. Today is Thanksgiving here in the United States, so I just wanted to take an extra moment to thank each and every one of you out there for listening. I wish I had the words to truly express how much I appreciate you putting up with me every morning. And I wanted to say especially to people out there who may feel alone this holiday season that no matter who you are, no matter how much you may feel that there is no one else out there who cares, everyone, every single person on earth has at least someone out there who keeps you in their thoughts, even if you don't know them. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. Or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we wrap up Board Game Week by going in the pursuit of trivia.